Today, visiting with the legendary John Rosa.
Good morning, goat. The greatest of all time over there.
Boone County landfill. Thanks for that recognition. I appreciate that. But the legendary John Rosa from the landfill. Hey, I saw your report the last time you visited with the supervisors. So a week ago.
Yes.
And you said, fence. Our huge debris collecting. Well, the fact, folks, they've got this issue with wind and the fact that people throw away like little plastic bags, okay, or other things like that that will go airborne. And trying to contain that on your space is not the easiest thing in the world to do.
No, it sure is not. And hopefully it'll be better now.
And you don't have a dome, so. Put it that way. But you do have a fence, and this is a project that really you started on, what, almost a year and a half ago?
Yeah, at least. I know I paid a deposit to get the poles and the materials on site, and that was in, wrote the check in July of 2022. So prior to that, said, let's do this, and worked at this company. So, yeah, it's been a long time in the making, if you will, and it's finally done. I don't know if it's ever going to be completed. I have ideas for more. It's so exciting to have that up. It's 3,100 linear feet of 25-foot tall netting. Poles are spaced 50 feet apart, so really containing everything, blocking everything on the north end of that. So any southerly winds blowing the stuff over to the neighbor's fields will hopefully be better contained. You know, will we get it all? Probably not. I've seen how those bags can launch.
Some of those really,
coming out of the bottom, and then they get a good lift coming up over the top. But hopefully we'll be able to capture those things that are blowing around and over to the on the east side of the property as well. So. Pretty eye-catching fence netting, and literally it's like driving range netting.
Sure.
It's one-inch holes so it could stop a golf ball, so that type of a size of a net, and just trying to contain our garbage.
Someone's got to go out and pick that up then.
Yeah. Now it'll be on site at least, so that's better.
You don't have to chase
it. The neighbor's
it to,
fields. We won't have to go miles, out in the field stomping around. So the poles are built. The whole netting project is built. The poles lean in just a little bit, like a 5-degree tilt, so not very noticeable. But the idea then that the material would hit the net and then fall down to the ground once the wind stopped, that it would just naturally fall directly to the bottom. Then we go along with our vacuum truck. We have a truck with a Mad Vac, it's called, big hose on the end and a big suction, like big vacuum. Sure. Walk along and pick up the stuff that has fallen into the fence. So we'll see. Now we have a path going along the fence, and we'll keep maintaining that, keep driving that, and do all we can to keep that litter contained and
try to keep
dispose of properly.
That's the big thing too. It is litter. It just goes. And I know that's one of the complaints, one of the public complaints you get from neighbors is, your stuff's blowing all. You can only do so much. I mean, like I said, it's not a dome, but this is probably your next best bet.
It's a good start. It'd be interesting to see how well it works, everything. It's like this is where the big problem has always been. And it does blow to the south, too. And we're talking about on the backside of our bottom area. Can we do the same thing? So maybe that company will come back in the near future and try to protect that. That blows into the woods, into the neighbor's property. So it's really, it's a problem for
that
us as well.
Real.
So maybe we should have done that one first. I don't know. But the main portion was getting it a visibility and seeing all the garbage that was blowing off site into the neighbor's fields. And comparatively, I think we were pretty good. If you look at other landfills, and I think we used to do a good job of containing it prior to the big netting. And I think this will just help it even more to be, like you said, be a better neighbor. It's not a popular thing to have a landfill. There's odors, there's dust, there's noise, litter.
And there's litter. There's litter.
So if we can address one issue, and we'll keep plugging away at whatever else, we're trying to do better things and trying to get our traffic off the road. Started opening up our gate and let trucks scale in. They don't unload yet, but we stage them down the road so that they're not sitting on 224th lane at 7:30 in the morning. We tried to get them off that road just for better traveling for neighbors in and out. Just trying to do some of those things to be better. It's always try to do better.
Yep. So how many millions of dollars this netting cost?
Millions?
Oh, wow.
Not nearly that much.
No. It's a reason. I mean, I know this was one of the things you had to talk to supervisors for what we do and what it could provide us. This is our cost benefit type thing. You put that information together.
You could look at the hours and the risk, you know, and for me it was asking our guys to, or our people to go out into the fields that are plowed up. And as you get older, you start worrying more about things. All it takes is one knee injury, and then suddenly it's certainly a cost matter, but also try to take care of our people, and but also just time savings with this.
So, and admittedly, you don't like tromping through your neighbor's fields anyway. So
the cost, to answer your question, the total price on the project was $147,250. So, roughly.
So pretty durable.
I mean, 3,100.
Feel it's going to be pretty durable because, you know, you get a lot of wind. You're in a wide open space. You get a lot of wind and stuff out
there. Yes. And the net comes with a 15-year guarantee. I mean, I'm sure if something really launched and tore it, you know, it's not that. But it's supposed to be lasting even in the UV and all the winds and everything else, that a 15-year warranty. So, you know, if it meets that, I think it's money certainly well spent when you think about the time savings of going out to pick up that litter out and about. So, you know, the troubling part is, you know, then you still see stuff out on the road. But probably from trucks coming into our place more than going the stuff that's material that's blown out at this point. So start raising the question to say, why is that out there? And this is why we cover our loads. This is why we tarp things. Yeah. This is why we require that from customers, to make sure that they are tarped when they are coming in, so that we don't have to have that discussion to be like, well, no, it blew out of the landfill. Oh, did it? It blew over the 25-foot tall fence and landed all the way out here. Okay. I beg to differ, but we can have that discussion.
Speaking of covering loads and things like that, we are into that time of the year. If you're bringing out yard waste, cover the load. Don't wait until you get there ready to turn into the... and then throw a tarp over it. There's no reason not to cover it when you take it off.
It's much safer to cover it in your driveway before you leave home, before you start driving out, and then pull over on the shoulder just before you get out to the landfill to then throw the tarp on. So please don't do that. Tarp it when you leave home.
You know, it is surprising, too, and I remember over the years, and I remember when it first started, long before you were there, cover the loads. But people would be hauling them out, you know, like in garbage bags and stuff. And you'd see those bags all blowing out and into the ditch. Yeah. I mean, there's a reason.
Yep. Secure it, you know. And it's great that you bagged them up. Okay, wonderful. You know, well, they won't blow out. Well, it might. I've seen chairs blow out of, you know, the backs of trailers. You know, a lot of stuff can blow out. So it's not like, well, I'm pretty sure it won't blow out. It's not. You cover your loads, you strap it down.
There's a penalty if you don't.
Yes.
$25. We'll say that like brush. I mean, branches, limbs, if you've done some tree trimming and that you can tie down. You don't have to tarp it, but you can tie it down.
And it comes down to security, secure your loads. And, the great big branches, you just have a few of them, you know, lash them down. That's great. But it's, you know, the image of branches with leaves that are still attached, and then you're driving down the road, and then they're blowing
all over.
Well, what else is blowing out? Oh, and suddenly you have the image of, well, we don't have to tarp our loads, and then then the garbage. So you know, it snowballs. So a little cynical, I know, but I've become that way, I think, a little bit. But
beginning of October to mid-November is your yard waste day.
Yes,
I'll just call them yard waste days. That's when people can bring it out there. Again, this is legitimate yard waste, not construction debris and material like that, not your regular garbage.
Nope.
But you can bring it out there and you can drop it. And it's kind of an honor system now.
Yep.
I mean, because the challenge had always been, do you find somebody to stand there all day long to make sure that people play by the rules? And I'm not going there again this time, but I'll let you or somebody else can. But so it is on the honor system.
Yep.
And pretty easy to do. You just start on one side and work your way across.
Yep.
I mean, it's not hard.
And we have equipment. We'll push it back when we need to. But, yeah, generally you back up to the area and dump your stuff, and the next person go work your way across. And, like I said, we'll push it back and make more room as needed. But, yes, it is on the honor system. You can go in the second gate, the free yard waste entrance, and unload your stuff. And and it's yard waste. You're so good about bringing that up, and I always have always appreciated that you know, you mentioned the 2x4 tree. It doesn't exist. 2x4s didn't literally grow off. Maybe it came from the tree, but there's processing involved, yeah. And you know, all that. So this is not concrete. Yeah, that was in your yard. I know a place that was in your yard, but it didn't grow out there. There's no magic beans that you can plant in the ground and grow a swing set. So no, that is not yard waste. Stuff that we're talking about, the natural things, the things that grew,
garden debris.
Yes, yep, that grew, right?
Yeah, that grew.
Right? Not fencing.
Nope.
Around your garden, that did not grow. So it's very simple when you keep it in mind of, did it grow in your yard?
Which I understand, sometimes you get a pretty good volunteer garden going out there.
Yeah, we do.
When people do bring
out
those things.
And watermelons.
Surprising.
Yeah.
What happens. But again, yeah, garden material, that's a perfect one. You know, you start cleaning out those flower beds and things like that. That's what this is for.
Yep. It sure is, but please keep it that way. Don't abuse it. Don't break that honor system. You know, you mentioned the honor system. So let's, we have a lot of trust, people doing the right things, but you know, I tell you what, it's pretty frustrating when you go over there and someone has chosen to not be very trustworthy and throw the other things in there too, even if it's a pop can from when you threw it in your truck, when you were getting ready to come out here and you threw the can in there, and then, oh, well, I'll just throw it out there. No. Or wrappers. Or whatever,
or it blew up in my yard.
Yeah, but the whole swing set, or all the landscape edging. There was a vehicle load of that dumped the other day into our yard waste area. And it doesn't matter if it's free yard waste or regular yard waste days. The free, quote, free yard waste days, free to the public, but not free to the landfill by any means. There's expense on our side, but we do it as a service to the community.
And want to say, the majority of the people that come out and use it, they are good.
Yeah.
They're good about it. They're pretty methodical about how they do it. You know, that's a big thing for them. Maybe they don't want to burn their yard waste in town. Yep. Maybe they, you know, they just, it's easier for them to do it.
You bet.
Some it is, some it isn't. But, you know, but the majority are pretty good about it.
Yeah, yep. That's for sure. There's that, isn't it like 12 or 15? There was some number of a value to a negative comment to a positive comment. And when you have, you know, if you have a negative comment, someone makes a statement about you that's unpleasant, and it takes like 15 compliments to raise that back up. So the one negative can be equal to like 15 or 20. I used to know that figure, but to make up for that. And I think that's true here too. It takes one person to goof it up, but I, you know, then to hear from other people to say, thank you for doing this. I wish everybody did it right. And you hear the positive ones, and those are the ones that do it right and that care and want to do it the right way. But man, when that one person comes in and dumps a swing set or a fencing or whatever it might be, that sticks in your mind much more so than those positive ones, unfortunately. It's human nature, but it's frustrating.
It is. Yes, it is. So that is going on now.
Yes.
The next thing is our household hazardous waste event. The next one's on the road, going to Madrid.
That's right. Our usual spot down at St.
Malachy's.
There it is, down in Madrid, in the parking lot there. So October 7th from 9 to 11, bring out your hazardous waste. This is for residents of our service area. So it's not just Madrid. It is people that are in our service area. So it includes Madrid outside there also. If you're in Boone County, you can certainly bring it to that location as well. We're talking about oil-based paint, not latex paint. So don't bring the latex paint. Poisons, chemicals, fertilizers, batteries is another one.
Sure. And that's one of the challenges, too, that people always say, well, you know, first of all, and you have started taking all batteries at this point now.
Yep. It's such a broad thing anymore. You know, back in my day, it was just the simple batteries, the alkalines, but now we're talking about NiCad and lithium ion, the rechargeables, all those things. It gets confusing. So we're taking them all. So all batteries collected. So the ABCs.
Lead acid batteries? Those generally are like car batteries. Yep, car batteries. Usually trade those in, or those are recyclable.
Yep, those are worth some money. Yeah. And if you want to bring them to us, we have a spot. But generally speaking, most people trade them in or can take them somewhere else.
Let's see, scrappers. I think, is it no radioactive material, no explosives?
Nope, so that's right.
We get it. Because that part's coming up. So anyway, this is going to be, what was it, 9 till?
9 to 11.
9 to 11, yep. St. Malachy's on Saturday.
Yep. That's correct.
And then now, are you coming back for one more at the landfill, or is that going to wrap it up?
One last performance, November. Yep, be the first Saturday, November 4th, it looks like, we'll be back at the landfill. That'll be the final Saturday collection for the season. Then we'll wrap it up. We'll shut off all the hazardous waste until,
You don't even do appointments? You don't even do appointments in wintertime?
On the Saturdays, no. No, once it hits Christmas, we just shut her off.
Okay.
We don't collect anything at that point. So, yep.
Hold on to it then until springtime.
Yeah.
We'll get it.
It's a logistics thing. All the snow drifts cold, it's out of storage.
There's that, trying to get it back down to Metro and let them take care of it. So.
That's right.
The other thing I know, you had said that you were going to have the company come in that was going to start doing some testing.
Yeah.
A methane project for the landfill. And we have talked in the past repeatedly about, do we have the capacity and stuff like that? Well, what have we found out?
Yeah. Well, they came out last week, did some probing, some sampling. Took their little containers. It's kind of cool. As I asked them several questions, their containers. It's like it's negative charge, so it sucks it out of the ground and they collect it. They're able to test right there what the percentage, I guess, of methane it is. So it's pretty neat that they can give us an idea how we're doing.
They can find quickly.
And I don't know if what the percentage is, is it deciliters, whatever. I don't know what the calculation is, but the number, they want it to be in the 40s and 40, 45, somewhere in there. And a lot of our stuff came in the 50s and even in the 60s. So, sounds pretty good. So it's off to a good start.
You got a gassy place, is what you're telling me.
Yay, we're bad. No, we got bad environmental stuff. So whether it's whether it goes on or not, I don't want to jinx it, but it's looking good. They send that collection sample off to a lab that they can study it to see what else is in there.
Okay.
So there may be other types of chemicals mixed in there, other metals, and how can they remove that, and if they can remove it, and how expensive is it, and what kind of problematic thing is it. So they've mentioned landfills that are high in sulfur, if they take a lot of drywall, gypsum, that kind of stuff, produces a lot of gas and mineral that would be hard to remove.
Sure.
So then can they justify removing it? And as far as the process.
You're telling me the study's not complete.
Right.
Looks promising, but.
Looking good. How's that? We'll just say that. It's looking positive right now. Whether or not they choose to proceed, we'll see. Fingers crossed. I think it's pretty darn exciting to think about something they can do that takes something environmentally bad of methane, not just to burn it off and make it less bad, but also do something good with
it. To make it a product again. There's a benefit, a cost benefit for that.
Renewable natural gas. So they're going to feed right back into a pipeline. All is good and well. And so fingers crossed, it'll be a good thing environmentally. It'll be a good thing financially. It'll be good financially for us as well. They're going to include us on some of the sales, I guess, if you will, a little kickback, a little thank you for your time and working with us. So just a lot of good things.
Yeah. At this point, we don't have a formal agreement or anything because the big thing was proceed with the testing and we'll go from there.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's see how, let's let them explore and see, and then they can decide. Then we can talk about some of the details of timeline, what it looks like, what safeguards, is it a lease, is it how does it all work? So stay tuned and we'll keep plugging away at it. And
still working on that.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting though.
I did want to ask you one of the other ones, of course, that you've been looking at investigating, and you do have engineers starting to do a little more in-depth look at it, but again, the leachate to the sewer line to the city.
Yeah.
Again, not a done deal, but at least supervisors say, let's take a look at it and see what kind of long-term impact, what's it going to cost us, what's the payback, that sort of thing.
yeah, we just got the net project done, and now we're heading into this and the methane project. So I actually kind of just holding off to see how this all works and where this is going to happen, where footprint wise, where it would be built, because it's going to be a sizable structure and
for the methane
methane. So let's maybe where they put it, maybe that'll determine where we would do the forced main. So, Frank, I'm just kind of hitting pause on that to see how things are going to progress. And then if they can decide, yes, we're going to do this and this is the spot, then we can go from there and get back on that. But certainly is a beneficial thing for us is to consider doing
this. It's not gone, but we have other things. It just got shuffled back.
Yeah, let's just work around it and see how it all lays out. If this is what we want to do, then let's work this into the plan. Then we'll work the piping around it. The methane, an interesting part is the methane production. When they pull all that stuff out of our landfill, there's a lot of liquid. There's there's moisture in there, and all that moisture comes from the landfill. So technically, it's leachate. So that needs to be collected. And then where does that go? Well, it can be recirculated or sent back into the landfill, or we could just tie it right into our forced main system, frankly, and say, there it goes, and bye-bye.
So
and
there are a variety.
Yeah.
You have a lot of things on your plate.
It's enough, yeah.
It's more than enough, too.
But it's really kind of exciting stuff. It's garbage. I know it's really hard to get people, think about garbage, but the idea behind it and the positive things that can come from it are certainly exciting for me anyway, so... I look forward to it.
John Rosa from the Boone County Landfill. So a lot of things going on right now in the month of October. And you're off to Sasebo?
I Sasebo.
Oh, that's...
Iowa Society of Solid Waste Operators. There we go.
There's a big crowd of them. Yeah, having a collection.
Trash talking.
Here we are. That's also going on here in October. Maybe we'll get a little rundown on that next time we visit with you.
You bet. Sounds good. Right.
John Rose, our guest on the program today. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.